Hey everyone, it's your boy Brandon Cole, back with another dose of daily stoic wisdom to help you conquer life's little challenges and maybe even those big ones. Today's topic. Something we all struggle with at times. Self-compassion and forgiveness. Ever feel like you're stuck in a loop of beating yourself up over mistakes, past hurts, or just plain all imperfections? You know that feeling when you trip and the first thing out of your mouth is seriously, me. Yeah, I've been there, trust me. But listen, being human means making mistakes, facing setbacks, and sometimes even messing things up royally. The key to lasting happiness isn't avoiding these bumps in the road, it's how we handle them. And that's where self-compassion and forgiveness come in. They aren't about letting yourself off the hook or ignoring your shortcomings. Think of it more like this. You wouldn't treat a good friend with the same harsh judgment you might give yourself, right? So why do we extend that kind of negativity to ourselves? Here are 5 key takeaways to help you cultivate more self-compassion and forgiveness in your life. 1. Recognize your humanity. This is huge. We're all flawed, we all mess up, and that's okay. It's part of being human. Imagine a basketball player who never misses a shot, would they be as interesting to watch? Probably not. Those missed shots are what make them human, relatable, and ultimately more compelling. Apply that same logic to your own life. Embrace those imperfections that make you unique. 2. Treat yourself like a good friend. Picture a friend going through a tough time. Would you pile on the criticism or offer words of encouragement and support? Probably the latter, right? So why not extend that same kindness to yourself? When self-doubt creeps in, silence those inner critics and remind yourself that you're worthy of love and compassion, just like everyone else. 3. Practice mindfulness. We often get caught up in our thoughts, replaying past mistakes or worrying about the future. But mindfulness helps us stay grounded in the present moment. Take a few deep breaths, notice your surroundings, and simply be. When you're present, it's easier to respond to challenges with calm and clarity instead of reacting impulsively. 4. Acknowledge your efforts. It's easy to focus on what we haven't achieved yet, but remember to celebrate the small wins along the way. Did you finish that project? Did you get through a difficult conversation? Give yourself credit for those accomplishments, they all contribute to your overall growth and progress. 5. Forgive yourself. This one can be tough, but it's essential. Holding on to past mistakes only weighs you down. When you forgive yourself, you release the burden of guilt and shame and allow yourself to move forward with a lighter heart. Think about that time you really messed up, maybe you said something hurtful, forgot an important deadline, or just plain blew it. You probably felt terrible, right? But remember this. Everyone makes mistakes. What matters is how we learn from them and move on. Imagine if you could take a step back, offer yourself the same kindness and understanding you would give a friend in that situation. That's self-compassion. And when you practice forgiveness, not only are you freeing yourself from the past, but you're also opening up space for new possibilities and growth. Remember that time you were trying to bake that amazing birthday cake for your best friend? You followed the recipe perfectly, but somehow it ended up looking more like a disaster than a dessert. You probably felt disappointed, maybe even frustrated, right? But instead of letting that ruin the day, did you end up laughing it off and making it a funny story? Maybe you ordered pizza instead. Sometimes the best solution is to just let go and enjoy the moment. So here's the deal. Cultivate self-compassion. Be kind to yourself, celebrate your wins, learn from your mistakes, and remember that you're doing the best you can. And when it comes to forgiveness, both for yourself and others, know that it's a powerful act of letting go and embracing growth. Want to take this one step further? Share this episode with someone who could use a little dose of self-compassion today. Leave a review on your podcast app that helps more people find the wisdom they need. And most importantly, keep coming back for more daily stoic insights to help you navigate life's ups and downs with grace and resilience. Until next time, stay strong, stay kind, and keep striving for that inner fortitude.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.